Blog Talk Radio.
Crown Vic Boys be swerving. And then what a coincidence, then his session tonight at 11 p.m. So maybe we'll get a little part two live and see him play. Shout out to my homegirl, assistant, slash graphic designer, slash entrepreneur, Young Buck, slash co-host of the Heatwave show, Brick Brack Graphics in the building. Hey, honey. Thank you for calling in with me or whatever tonight. Hey. Where you at? And what play you was? Yeah, I can hear you. Where you at? What play was you watching tonight?
I'm downtown. I was watching this play about Romney or something.
About Romney.
Yeah, they was mocking Romney, but it was about like Christmas, about poor people, and then it was like Death and Time. I don't. It was weird, but it was real funny.
What was it called?
I don't know what it was called. It was called Mr. Somebody Something. Christmas the Great or something.
No shit. All right. Sounds interesting and creative. I don't really fuck with Romney. he lost and shit. So president is black. And shout out to the new XYDJ's East president on his fire. That's me. So I'm gonna be helping out, support the XYDJ's all over the East Coast. Shout out to everybody who do show me some love, in the whole entire squad. Everybody from all the DJs, every last one of you, Ohio State DJs, Nerve DJs, everybody. Like, seriously, everybody, Southern Muscle Radio, everybody, Dirty Basement. Shout out to my whole girl, AD, the General. Shout out to Red Star Promo. All these lovely people, courtesy of XYDJs, big up. But we live at the best place to be. If you need to get your music done right, Sandplay Studios. Shout out to the music that was done tonight. Exclusive shit. I can't even play this shit tonight on the radio, but it's cool. Coming soon, definitely. Coming soon also, more shows, more good music. And tonight, we have a special guest, my homie Nice Bryant. He performed at the show that I had at the Arts Garbage back in July or whatever. It was a real nice show. I heard he did a great job. Shout out to Team Fresh Life, ENT. He do his thing. He had a lot of good music. And let everybody know how fresh he is. You know what I mean? The LP, I think, is on iTunes and at Piff. So make sure you get it. I'll be sending out the links and stuff like that. Plus, tonight's topic is a little fun. I'm trying to get in people business. I want to know, like, what would you do if you walked in on your friend naked? I want to test certain people's integrity or weaknesses. You know what I'm saying? I know for me, naked don't really impress me. I probably, you know what I mean? It depends, I guess. I don't know. If I see certain people naked, I don't know. Yeah. If I see certain people naked, if it look all right like it do, like in my brain, you know how you'll certain times you'll see a guy naked or whatever in your head, or whatever. You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody listening in. Definitely press one if you want to get on this topic, but on some real shit, like, if it's going down, it's going down, but a lot of just walk in on some regular shit you naked, and it's all looking crazy. I'm like, let me take a picture for Instagram. Look what I just walked into, my situation. Like, no. But in this day and age, I don't know, certain stuff like that can happen. You know what I mean? You're walking on the floor naked, and I don't know, what would you do? What would you do, Miss Britt Bray, if you walked in on the floor naked?
I mean, you came to the world naked. I don't know. I really wouldn't care. I'd be like, I would just be like, what you doing? Like, throw on some clothes. What is you naked for what?
What if he was real sexy?
Or, so I would just be naked, like, why are you naked?
Well, speaking of sexy music, I'm going to play some music and show some love to all the banger artists who give me some music on the radio show, especially my homeboy Looney Tunes. So y'all already know he going on that freak shit. So we're going to go in and play that joint, Stripper Radio, and get right back to this topic.
Yeah, whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah. Shawty twerk, 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 twerk. Shawty twerk. Come and get this dough, come and get this money, come and get this money, baby. Do you want it, honey? I'm throwing out these hundreds, baby. Throwing hundreds, throwing 50. Yeah, she bad, and she pretty, and she thin, and she cute, and she what, and she did.
She dig a nigga cause she getting money all day. She love to work that pool and I love to watch her go. I love the way she love the way she work, work, work. That's work, work. Michael Big with it, I'ma smack her on the ass. Might just pull her hair, might just get to it in the club, nigga, I don't care. Giving all what I got, cause I get it in, making HD movies. Soon as I walk in, but soon as I walk out, them girls on their knees. They like the way I blow the money bad like no tree.
Having fun, showing love. That was just a little double play. Looney Tunes and my homeboy, Kay Walker. Shout out to my girl, Britt Bray, for letting me know I was promoting the wrong number. Or whatever. I've been drinking tonight, so that can happen. But me showing love, we're going to let everybody direct it to the right number. And the call in, show some love. Get a chance to talk about tonight's topic and get to know my guests. Shout out to everybody in the building doing hard work Ms. Dunny Engineer and down at CM/Flash Studios. It's real rap over here. Like, I really fuck with all the artists that come through. What you gonna say, Brett? Brett?
I said Ella Nye the gang.
Ella Nye is the gang. Brett, Brett, I got some big news for you. I got to get you working hard. You're gonna be excited too. But I'm just teasing you for now.
Get one of the pizzas with tomatoes and feta cheese.
Hello. Thank you. Shout out to Domino's. Shamara showing me love on Twitter. Jajan Janito. He's a sweetheart. Ladies, stop sharing him. He always complained on Twitter about being the other man. They're going to have him jumping out of windows and hiding in closets and shit. Yeah, medium pizza with tomato and feta cheese. With two toppings. Get the two pizzas or whatever.
Yeah.
And we showing love. Water.
Bottle water.
We showing love to everybody who, I don't know, I guess you could say, has come across some crazy shit in the in the time. Shout out to everybody tuning in, pressing one. Well, press one if you want to join in on the show. Shout out to the Mel X Squad DJs in the building. CEO always showing some love. What's good? Welcome back to Philly Shine Radio. What's up?
What's going on, Ms. Honest?
I'm good. I had fun tonight. I've been drinking. We about to get some Domino's. We about to do some other stuff. What you doing?
What my drink, though? I put my liquor.
All right. What's up with you, huh?
Okay.
What y'all? Oh, here go my drink. I put it away on the side. Even I forgot where it was. Hey, welcome back to the show. How you doing tonight?
I can't wait to come to finally meet you on the 6th.
Yes, yes, December 16th. I can't wait for you to be in the building.
Yep.
Where you at? What you doing?
I'm watching the game. I got my Bluetooth on.
You got your who?
My Bluetooth.
You know what, somebody in the bathroom right now. But Demel, welcome back to the show. You gonna be ready to come to Philly December 16th?
Yep.
All right, yeah, we look forward to it. I like to show a lot of love to Juke Joint Radio. Guys, and make sure you guys tune in tomorrow, 88.1 FM. I'm gonna be live with my Juke Joint Radio crew. Playing that underground music. We'll play that 2 Chainz, Garby Bitch shit. We play that real Philly music and music from all over the country. And if you ever want to send music and play, we'll show some love to you, definitely. And shout out to Brit Brett Graphics and the Heat Wave Show. What you got on deck for the next show, Brit Brett?
I don't even know. It's up to Scorch.
Why don't leave it up to Scorch? You know, Scorch is irresponsible. You might have to go to Scorch. Be the golden girl and shit. But you on time, nigga. Be right, nigga.
I don't know, but I want to talk about some crazy stuff.
Let me know. I gotta talk to the Mel especially tonight about tonight's topic. And your maturity. Wait a minute, what's right?
His background too loud.
Yeah, mute your phone for a second.
I said his background too loud.
Huh?
Can you hear me now, Anna?
Yeah, I can hear you, Demel. What's good?
I'm too loud.
You said you too loud?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, everything's good now. I can hear you. Now, I definitely wanted to tell you, like, I've been showing love to the artist that I interviewed on the conference call for November. Definitely shout out to Lois Lane and that joint Shoe Game. I fucks with it.
Oh, okay. I see what I want, you know, why we starting this record pool and everything, and you playing different music, all what that's doing is showing the artists that you do have different music, and that the music that they got in Philly, that you can get it out of Philly. You hear me?
Yeah, I heard you. Definitely, I'm showing love to artists, and I'm really trying to keep everything consistent. Consistent promotion, consistently showing love, because on some real shit, it's a lot of talent out there, and we need to stick together so we all can be heard, because on some real shit, definitely I had a special shout out to everybody in the L&I gang, everybody showing love. Shout out to all the new recruits that's going to be coming through. Y'all going to hear some more from them. Big ups to Catch Wreck, Trey Prada, Big Face Dunny, Pounds, Mauk. Shout out to Gene. Shout out to Woods. Shout out to me. Shout out to Sam Slash. Shout out to Hennessy, my best friend. I like Hennessy. Hennessy got a girl feeling real good.
Aw, shout out to... Go lay down.
I ain't even want to say nothing. We about to eat some food from Domino's to help all people who can't handle their liquor. Don't fuck with me, because I've been and poured a whole bottle in your glass. So I've been taking some callers. I'm going to take some callers. Hold on, wait a minute. We want to see what's up with everybody in the switchboard. Definitely press 1 if you want to tune in. We got a caller from 267-456. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Girl, my name is Kiana Footman.
Hey, boo! I got to put you on the line. I definitely got my special guest in the building also. Nice Bryant, welcome back. Well, welcome to Philly Shine Radio. Hand claps for you, much love.
That's right.
Chill, but shout out to my girl WTH is a Minx on Instagram. I had to show her some love tonight because I just love their shortcuts. My week's coming soon. Shout out to her being busy down South Street at the Couture Hair Studios. What's been up with you, honey?
Girl, nothing much, you know, just trying to keep the flow flowing, keep myself up, you know.
I know that's right. Well, I'll drink to that. I don't really need an excuse to drink. But that makes me in a better mood, really. When I'm drinking dark liquor, when I'm drinking vodka, it's a problem. Watch out. And I know I was at the art garbage. I was on vodka. But I got to show some love to my homie Nice Bryant, an artist I really wanted to work with since the day I've heard his music and saw his work ethic. And definitely, even your grind, you know what I'm saying? I got a chance to see your grind. I met you on Twitter. Definitely welcome you to the Diamond Spotlight. Welcome to the radio show. I never got a chance to really get a chance to interview you and get to know you or whatever, but how you doing? Say hello to everybody. We got X Squad DJ CEO in the building, Brick Red Graphics, my homegirl Kiana. She on the line. And shout out to everybody else listening in. I see y'all. Press 1 if y'all will be in mic. I definitely got y'all. But go ahead.
What's up, everybody?
You got the floor, Nice.
What's up, everybody?
Shout out to Twitter, your Facebook. Yeah, we can hear you.
Let us
know your website real fast. We need a little introduction.
Oh, yeah, you know, Twitter, / Nice Bryant, Facebook, / Nice Bryant, nicebryant.blogspot.com, all my performances. I mainly be on Twitter and everything, but make sure y'all grab that industry music off that tips. Just type in Nice Brian. That shit out right now. I'm vouching for it. My team vouching for it.
Exactly. And Nice is spelled N-Y-C-E, folks, for those of y'all. You know what I mean? Definitely original. I like that Nice Brian because it makes it seem like you're from New York, but you got that Philly swag or whatever. I
PA
see
all
that as a
day.
Great logo. Huh? PA all day.
PA all day, you know.
Definitely PA all day. We're going to get into this topic, get to know Nice Brian a little bit more. I'm sitting here on a pool table over at Sound Splash Studio.
Shout out to everybody in Sound Splash, man. That's why
yes. Shout out to everybody
at
Sound Splash. See how in the building. Catch Reg, Big Face Dunny, Reekin' Bull.
Shout out Big Face Dunny,
everybody's
man.
Showing
dude.
Love with Crown Big Boys. Everybody's showing love with See How. Him and his homies. Everybody working in here. I'm going to take another caller before we get into this music and definitely into Nice Brian's music. We got 267-506. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from? 267. Hello? 506. You ain't going to say nothing? Okay. Person don't want to say nothing. That's cool. People don't have to say nothing. Just keep moving. Shout out to everybody listening on the line. Just press one, and I'll definitely get to your call. Everybody, just listening in for now. I'm not gonna take any more callers. I just wanna get into some more music. We're gonna talk to Nice. Talk about this single actually that you sent me.
Honest.
I know who that caller. Take that song. Was it a soft song? No, that was my friend Sasha. We on the cell together. But that was her number. Oh, she's so sweet. Oh, all right. Tell her call back in. She hung up.
All right.
I guess they disconnected or whatever. Tell her to see how in the background making music and shit. Shout out to my switchboard being similar. What did you say?
Tell Dunny I need that banger from you, man. I need that.
Oh.
ASAP.
Come get it, yo. Dunny work every day, all day.
I need that. You know,
man,
they got to get out right now.
You said what?
I said, they know industry music is out right now. I need everybody to go download that, man. Like, real music, all custom-made beats. No industry drums, man.
All right, that's what's up. Let everybody know where they can download industry music.
You download it off of thattwist.com, hiphop1987.com. They be showing me mad love. That's it. There's some two sites you're working on my website right now. That's in the making, so it's going to be up there. But right now, it's all about everybody sticking together, man, making this good music.
I know you said you have a performance before you do the Diamond Spotlight show on December 16th. What is that about? And do you have any other upcoming shows?
Oh yeah, I got a performance. So I'm doing a little fashion show. Shout out to upper level fashion show. It's out in New York. I'm gonna be hitting the stage on a little fashion show. While they doing a fashion show up there, I'm gonna do a little performance. Perform my hit single title, Who You Know Pressure. But that night, though, we gonna shut down the Diamond Spotlight.
Yeah, bring it back to the PA.
Sure. You know, bring it back to Philly all day. We gonna shut that down. Fresh Life, we in the building. We gonna be in there.
Definitely. Shout out to Team Fresh Life. Who else is a part of Team Fresh Life? You wanna give some shout outs or whatever?
Oh yeah, you already know. I got shout out my camp. Shout out my man, Money Gripper. You know, Shep. Tucker Poo Shep. You can follow him on Twitter at Shep Moolah. You know, my little brother Shotty 56. You can follow him on Instagram. You know, just my man Quavo Black. He on industry music on track. 5, I believe, Can't Sleep at Night, and that's one of his beats on there too. So just shout out my boys. You know, we stay with the home team. Okay.
Who you know?
So
who
might
you
going
know?
On
who
that
you
trip,
know?
Y'all.
Who you know?
To be on a remix night. I like
that. Oh, yeah.
That's what that happened. I see a whole flow to that driller. It sounds real crazy. Who did that beat again?
Oh, yeah. Hitman for Hire. That's my man right there, man. Hitman for Hire. He did majority of my drinks on here.
Yes. Who you know, Fresher? Yeah, I definitely remember the footage from you at the Arts Garage. Doing your thing for Diamond Spotlight Mood, a crowd concert. Definitely real, a bunch of love having you there. But,
appreciate that.
You know, we're going to have some fun December 16th doing our thing. And I'm
going
to get you on this conference call in January. Right, Demel? You think that song got to be pushed through the DJs. Who you know Fresher?
That's right. I got plenty more on that CD. Plenty more bangers. We're gonna keep giving y'all nonstop.
You give me some bangers. Demel, can you hear me?
Shout out my boy Chef. He just tuned in. I just got the text from Team Fresh Life Chef. He just tuned in. I won't shout him out again. We got this crazy joint called Straight Bars No Hook. I don't think I got the MP3 on me, but it's on hotnewhiphop.com. Crazy joint, straight bars, no hook, all bars, man.
Straight bars, no hook.
Let me see if
I can download it. Sometimes the mix at the studio be working and download stuff, and then most times it don't work. But
you can download and play that. That'd be love.
Let me open up a few other callers. We got a couple people who pressed one. Showing love. We got a caller, 267-243. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Bill Bizzavo, and I'm calling from Mexico.
I hate you, Taboo. Why from Mexico? Bill Bizzavo, aren't they from Philly, Philly?
They were from Philly, but after we got rich, we moved to Mexico.
All right, I'm done. I'm done. I got it. You know what? I'm going to have a new segment on Philly Shine Radio. Shout out to everybody on Sound/Blackboard, because we might need to change it up, and y'all won't have to come back if you want to be featured again on Sound/Blackboard. Shout out to the head niggas in charge on this Blackboard, Prada Still Major. Follow her on Instagram. She'll accept you if she fucking feel like it. Big Face, Gunny, Honest Fire. You know what I am. Honest Fire works. Young Sam 215 on the board. DHPRO 915 underscore TYGGA. That's crazy. Shout out to Elanaz, LBS 215. Cheese 215, you on here twice, so you cheating. B. Jones Beat. Chevrolet underscore Sosa 55 Street. I follow you definitely. Loyalty over luxury. Shout out to Lyric Still Major, Niche Buck, and of course, where we at. Follow 1122 Spring Garden. That's SPRINGARDEN1G. All right, yeah. That was a nice shout-out. And real thorough. I got everybody on the Blackboard. We're going to change the Blackboard in a second. But, Tamu, thank you for being in the building. I'm going to ask you the topic question. You and my girl, Kiana, who I got listening on the line tonight. I just want to take one more caller, because Nice Bryant's people is listening somewhere. Press one callers. I'll definitely open up your mic and see what's good with you. 267-608, welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's good. It's Quavo Black from West Philly.
Oh, yeah. What's up?
Give a shout out to my man. What's good, Nice?
Ain't nothing, man. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm chilling.
What's
yo,
your name? I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you. What's your name?
Quavo Black.
Quavo Black.
Exactly.
Ain't that what
you're
Yeah,
I know, yeah, right? I'm a drunk.
Shout out to Quavo. Shout out to me. Shout out. You know,
that's
the
your people's name?
Oh, yeah.
Well, say your people's. He can bring his Quavo Black ass and through anytime he wants to. Say, now, welcome to Philly Shine Radio. How you doing?
I'm chilling. Chilling.
That's what's up.
Yeah, I just touched back in town. I just wanted to give y'all a little shout out. Let y'all know I'm tuned in.
One pizza? Oh. Oh, well, can you bring it inside? Come in. I mean, don't you want to pay? It's wind blowing and shit.
No, I cannot.
I hate faggot ass people. I can't stand people like you. What are you scared of? Give me the shit. It's a $50 bill. Give me my fucking change. Here. Hey,
what?
Yeah. Can I get my change?
No, I did a sentencing, but I do it.
I don't give a fuck. So what? Whatever. You want to be out? You want me to be in the cold? Now I'm irked. I wanted you to come in so I could fucking pay you. It's fucking December almost.
I don't have.
What's the change?
I don't have a
$10. You don't have change for a $50. I got a broke ass delivery man here. Can you take my credit card then?
No.
How much is it? It's $26. What you mean you don't have change for a $50? It's $26.
So
all you gotta give me is
$25.
Damn. You only have $25. He
you
lying,
charge him
yo.
How you gonna charge him a dollar?
I don't even wanna leave this motherfucker here because he probably take my food and run and I'm hungry. Yo!
Shout out to everybody listening live on the air. I'm dealing with a delivery man without change.
That's a lie.
Will you wait here and not leave with my food because you want to be in the cold? I'm right back.
No.
Now you, no.
I'm waiting here.
You can't. I'm not leaving my door open. Come in.
No, give me the food, Andrew.
Come in. Stop doing the game. Come in.
Give me the food.
Let go of my
door, which is, come inside.
You an asshole that don't have fucking change. Will you just come in? I need change for a 50. He don't have no fucking change. It's like $26. And the faggot don't want to come inside while I'll go upstairs and get change. Look at you disrupting business. I'll tell your whole boss about you. Here, you got change for $30? I want all my change down to every cent. But you wasting my time like this. I'm sorry, guys. I am a bit mean. You know what? Keep the dollars. You out of chocolate. Huh?
You're lucky I wasn't your delivery driver.
I didn't mean like he was a faggot like he was gay. I mean like he was a faggot like he's wasting my time with no change. Like, what the hell?
He was rude to him?
Huh?
He was rude?
So what? He was rude. He was rude.
Been wearing your food, yo.
She has no idea about food.
Right? Don't order from that Domino's no more.
Fuck him.
It was Domino's food? Oh, man.
After you just
I hope it wasn't my boy, Sharon. Was he a little short
no.
red bull?
No, he was just an African asshole.
Oh, yeah.
He, I don't know his name, but he was African. I could tell. Or he was foreign. I was sorry. Like, all I wanted the boy to do was come in so I could get changed. He like, no, I'm not coming in. Then he going to hold. I'm like, all right, well, you going to come in because I'm closing the door. Then he holds my door. Now, imagine if you in your place of business and you try to close the door and somebody holds it. You're not going to be nice.
It probably was a
thing. Don't fuck with my door. Like, what?
If you were to tell me to come in, I was coming right
in. I wanted to defend him and say, you know, it's hard out here for these delivery guys because they are getting hurt. No. But he shouldn't have been holding your door open because if he was scared like that, he should have just gotten his car and left. How you going to hold your door open?
Because when he put his hand on my door, Kiana, now you know me for a long time.
Listen, Kiana, I get it.
You know, wait a minute, hold up. You know me for a long time. My first thought was kick him. I told him I would kick him. I've come a long way.
Yes, and I'm proud of you. I just want to tell you right now in front of the world that you're doing good.
I was thinking to myself, kick him in his little stomach. And let him fall on the ground and close the door. Like,
yeah, you don't do that.
I didn't. I just tried to check him because I already took my food from him as soon as he walked in the door. Like,
so let that be a note to all delivery men. Don't hold nobody's door open.
No,
you
don't
deserve
do that.
Whatever you get if you do.
No, don't do that. I'm like, try and close the door because I invited him and y'all heard me. I'm like, come in, it's cold.
Yeah. You gotta understand. when it comes to food, you can't be playing around with people's food. Don't be having all these problems going on, and I'm standing here hungry because you like to get your eyes scratched out.
Oh, that's it.
Who scratched their eyes out for pizza?
Me. Listen, that has to do with your sustenance. You have to be nourished so you can carry on and do what you got to do to get along in the world. People can't be sitting around playing games. I take that very seriously.
Dang, yeah. I know not to play with your grubs.
Don't play with it.
Don't do that over here.
Don't
y'all
advertise things on your menu that you don't have. Don't get me excited.
Your
and then
boy
let
make
down.
Sure the food look like the picture, huh?
Just
the
be on point.
He's so lucky that Dunny heard and came down and gave me change because it was about to go on. It was about to be on.
Dunny came down to the same time. That's what Dunny is good for, everything, yo. You got to shout out play security, too. Shit, what the fuck?
But big up to everybody listening on the line. We showing love to my homie, Nice Brian, even though I just had that little conniption with the fucking help. Yeah. No help. Pizza man. We just took a call or whatever. I done forgot the whole shit. Let me go check out the switchboard. We're going to check out the switchboard and see what's going on. Sorry about the craziness for the night. We had a call that's been listening for a while. I don't know who you are. You didn't press one.
Oh, shit.
We got the mail bank on the line. Yeah, oh, shit. 267-799. What's good? Who that? What's your name? Where you calling from?
Oh, this is the real truth teller from Philly.
You was a fake truth teller. So I know a truth teller in the hospital. Her leg messed up. Shout out to the truth teller. Let's all pray that her leg gets still better soon. Look at you trying. Still hurts about already. So you heard tonight's craziness. And did you get a chance to check out the music I just played? The last song I played was from my special guest tonight, Nice Bryant.
Yeah, fresher than you, right?
Yeah, what is it? Fresher than? I forget.
Who you know fresher? Who you know fresher?
All I'm seeing right now is red. Red pizza sauce and blood. Like, I just want to fuck that nigga up. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, you had that nigga shaking. He fucked up your pizza.
I already had my pizza before I touched them out.
Oh.
No, everybody, my pizza is cool, y'all. What you say?
Everybody listening out there, I want everybody to call up and give me your opinion on the track we just played. You know?
Yeah. I got to get you in on the conference call. I don't know if Danelle on the line yet. I keep opening his mic, but he ain't saying nothing. Is it too late for you, Danelle? I'm opening up some more callers. Hold on. Hold up. We're going to see what's good with everybody. Show my love tonight on Felicia on Radio. We got a couple of private callers in the building. We got a private caller. Welcome to Felicia on Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from? You know who you are. You blocked your number out to call. Okay. Maybe that's just a stalker. I definitely get those if you guys have tuned into the show. You know, stalkers are part of this freaking territory. Tamu, you know that shit. Tamu.
Yeah.
You still with us?
Yep.
You being a person that stalked somebody before. Say no, I'm joking. Say no, tonight's topic is different.
A couple people. Say no,
tonight's topic is different. I'm talking about Tuesday's topic when we had Reek and Bro on the line. So tonight's topic is different. We're talking about what would you do if you walked in on a friend naked? Let's get into that. Step away from all the craziness of
a few minutes ago when I had to check the shit out of delivery.
You mean a friend of the opposite sex, right?
Of course, not a man. Oh my God. Is on a man naked? What the fuck? What are you into, Tamu? Tell us, Neil.
I ain't into nothing. You gotta, because as soon as I start saying what I'm about to say, I had to make sure we're talking about the same thing. So if I walked in on one of my friends naked, it's probably going to go down. It's going to get popping.
What if she's not even horny?
It's not hard to get no female horny.
How is it not hard? That's a
good
part.
Who you hanging with?
What? It is not hard. There's a few things that you could do that instantly get that thing tsunami'd up.
Wow. Like, give us some
secrets. I ain't giving away my secrets. Hell no.
Because if I'm in a room and I'm naked and you walk in, I would probably pull out my gun because I'm like, look, peeping Tom, motherfucker. What are you doing
nah,
here?
Because by time you look. If I see you naked, by the time you look up, I'm going to be naked, too.
Okay.
I'm going to be like, we, hey, listen, I thought we was having a new party.
Wow. I'm into that, because I probably will get a membership to a new beach once I turn 50, you know, once I get older. That's what older people do, right? They get a membership to a new beach.
Yeah, when they get all older, faggy. Who wants to see a new, old new people?
It ain't about you. They there for them. They want to be comfortable.
Yeah, but it is about us. Like, that should be against the law. Like, once you start getting a little bit of cellulite and all that, you shouldn't be able to
bitches,
be on the beach nude.
Bitches don't even care about cellulite. Tell them about the 13. They don't care about cellulite.
They don't care about cellulite.
Oh, they got the good kind of cellulite. It's all in the right places.
Cellulite.
Well, ain't no cellulite good. But if the twerk team got it, it got to be good. Cause I ain't never seen one of them that looked bad.
There's nothing wrong with meat. There's nothing wrong with cellulite and everything. It is.
No, it's when
it
starts getting flabby. That's when you get old and it starts sagging and being droopy skin. Don't nobody want to see that naked.
Somebody like it. Everybody like it.
Not even the person whose skin it is don't even like it.
You're so stupid. That's not true. There are a lot of people that are confident and happy with themselves. And don't care. This is Kiana talking. But I don't know who that is on the train.
Oh, you hear it?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
I was waiting for her to say next stop.
Y'all funny.
Where you at, Brett? I'm on a bus in uptown. I got people on the bus listening.
Honestly, what would you do if you walked in on one of your friends naked?
I don't know. It depends on who it is. It might go down. I might take a picture of it, put it on Instagram. I don't know. I might
put it on Instagram.
Put it right on Instagram. Like, look what I just saw.
Depending
take
on who it is.
Take a picture of me, make it, and put it on your Instagram so I can get some followers.
Oh, shit. What? What did you say?
Take a picture of me naked and put it on your Instagram so I can get some of your followers.
Oh, that's. I don't care.
Of the female kind.
If anybody wants me to promote them, I don't give a fuck. You can be naked. I promote it. I like it.
I'm going to put like 6 naked pictures in your iPad for you.
If you naked, and you want me to promote you, I will. If I already have your naked pictures and you would like to me to release them out to the public, I will, you know.
No, don't release my old naked pictures. I'm going to the new. You got to get the new improved on.
No, you
guys
can release
the
pictures.
I
did a few
crunches. He said he did the P90X when it joined.
Yeah, I'm saying I did a few crunches since then.
Shout out to everybody listening on the show. I'm play some more music. Find out what happened to Nice Brian. Get back to
getting to know him up in
He probably walked in on one of his friends naked. You gotta give him some time.
It is that time of night. But we do have a caller, 215-779. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Nice, Brian. If you want to switch for it, press 1 so I can see you. 215-779. Who this?
It is Chef Best, per my nigga, Nice Brian.
Oh, it's good.
So,
we got Nice back on the line.
Yo,
I see you,
yo.
Nice.
I'm here. I'm
there
here. We
go.
Got disconnected.
Okay,
yo,
it's okay. It's okay. You see, you got your peoples in the building supporting.
Fresh life. That's what we about. Oh, y'all about supporting. Yo, bro, I sent them that track. So I'm gonna see if she gonna. I'm gonna get honest and play that joint. See what the people think about that joint up there. You already know, man.
I hear you. I'm tuned in. I'm live from the track, but I'm definitely tuned in, though, bro.
Definitely
know,
shout out your Twitter, your Instagram, whatever. We all about networking and showing love to everybody who supports the show.
True, man. I'm all like a motherfucker. Like, I can't remember none of that. It's my man, Nice Brian, right now, though.
True that, dog. Just follow my boy at, man, Shep Moolah on Twitter, man. Chugga Poo Shep on Instagram. You know how we do it. Team Fresh Life. Oh, yeah, man.
Nice on point. He got your back. That's what's up.
Hey, you got to get with me, too, like tomorrow or something.
All right, no doubt.
All right, bro, man. I'm quite immersed. I'm all right.
All right.
All right, bro.
Thanks. That's what's up. Thank you for everybody who's calling and support my special guest for the night, Nice Brian. Big ups to you. Showing love and supporting me on a crazy little Thursday night. See, if I was home, I wouldn't have this problem. Because I would have sent my son to this door to check the delivery in. And his ass would have cowered over the pool like, what's up? How much is a nigga? You know, how my son talks. Like, no, it's not. Yo, the food here. Oh, yeah, my son would have handled that whole situation. I'm going to tell this little African nigga on. I could have brought Wally with me. But it's cool. I'm about to get into some more music. We're going to take a couple more callers and show some love to, show some love to everybody listening and whoever want to join in, just press 1. I'll definitely open up your mic and show you some love tonight. I got some new shit from my homeboy, Philly Feek, called Turn Up.
Green, go, all day. In out of my cup, getting faded with these bottles. That girl over there so fine, she could be America's next top model. Fly as hell. Belt buckle, say why sell. I'm turned up all the way. I might even put my swag for sale.
Turn up, I put on.
But I ain't said a word, she
recognize a ball. End of the story is I'ma be notorious, cause haters praying for my downfall.
Turn up, turn up, I put on, I put on.
Money grown, so are we. Percocets and promethazine. Old schools with the crazy lean. Pyro feet getting major green.
Turn up, I put on, I put on. Turn up.